So what are you up to these days, Peter?
Well,
where do you live and what do you do?
I live in Eden Prairie and semi-retired. I've had a couple of health issues, so that if this is going to go down for posterity, probably a good time to get it. I'm just kind of hanging out. I'm going to go back to work, I think. It's really hard to describe, because the hardest thing is, as musicians, all of the men in this room are really lucky in that you can always be a musician. When you're a tradesman or a disc jockey or a radio kind of guy, it's really, really hard to find work when you're 70 plus. And I'm not afraid to tell anybody, I'm 76 as this interview is ongoing. I was born June 5th, 1939, so I'm actually a half, basically, 76 and a half. On the other hand, I think I look better and I think I feel better, and I think I'm mentally much more acute than many of my friends. So
Dave and Phil, let me ask you both a question, and that is, how did Peter Huntington May impact your musical careers?
Well, I'll start first, because I always enjoyed Pete. To me, Pete was the adult in the room, because Still Rovin were, frankly, a bunch of massive egos floating around the United States playing on stages here and there. But Pete was a genuine businessman, which I really respected. Learned a lot about, putting your nose to the grindstone. I know he wrestled with the Still Rovin a lot, trying to get us to do stuff, to get stuff done. We were drag kicking and screaming all the way, but to me, Pete was the adult in the room that kind of made it something to attain, something to shoot for.
And Phil, how about you?
Well, I agree with Dave, and that's the truth. And I think what Pete did for us is he brought us the greatest musical opportunities that we probably any of us ever had, and gave us, took us places, took us in the studio, spent a lot of his personal money helping us get going, getting uniforms, getting gigs, getting with booking agents. And he put a hell of a lot of work into us and gave us a big chance that, unfortunately, we had a lot of great things come out of it, but not the greatest thing of, making it big, which was our goal, to try to make it big. And if it wasn't for Pete, we may have never had that opportunity. So I thank you, Pete, for everything, and it means a lot to me to be here with you today.
Well, thank you.
Peter, you get the last word. Any final thoughts on your time in the music business in the Twin Cities?
Back in the day, it was one heck of a lot of fun, especially trying to shock records and talking to these music directors down in Sioux City and over in South Dakota or up in Fargo, and trying to convince them that your band is the world's greatest, and hey, they're coming up there and give us some spins. And it's just that part of it was really fun. I don't know, it getting out of the radio and music business also was kind of fun when I think about it. But, right now, I'd love to be back on the air. And I might add, I think I'm better than three quarters of the assholes that are on radio right now.
Bleep. Peter, I can't help but notice your cap, which says The Villages, I believe, is in Florida somewhere. Are you planning to escape from Minnesota and relocate to Florida?
No, this is where my brother-in-law lives. I just bought this at one of the pro shops down there. No, but I'll go down for a couple of weeks this winter, play some golf and, drink a lot of whiskey and be frisky.
Sounds good. Peter Huntington May, Dave Burgett, Phil Birdall, thank you for stopping by Sunrise Sound in Rogers this afternoon and sharing with us your story of the 60s music scene right here in the Twin Cities.
Good. Oh, thank you, Minnie Paul, for all your efforts.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. You guys do a lot of great work for all the musicians, all the bands, and all the people in town here. You guys do great work.
Keeping
we appreciate
it alive.
It.
Yeah. If it weren't for you, all this might be lost.
The money is great.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Gosh. I imagine.
The preceding interview was recorded on November 14th, 2015 at Sunrise Sound in Rogers, Minnesota, and was produced by Denny Johnson and Tom Campbell. The copyright owner of this interview is MiniPaulMusic.com.